welcome to the Business Today News podcast. Here are the top stories. Total 11 private Indian firms have made it to the list of 500 most valuable companies across the world, and the country is ranked 10th on the chart. The total value of these 11 companies grew 14% and has been pegged at $805 billion, or nearly a third of the Indian GDP. Mukesh Ambani-led Reliance Industries leads among the local enterprises with a 20.5% jump in valuation to $168.8 billion as of December 1st and is ranked 54th globally as per the Harood list. Employment in India contracted for the third straight quarter of the current fiscal, raising questions over the recent optimism around recovery in job markets on the back of economic revival. In October to December quarter, the count of the employed contracted by 2.8% compared to a drop of 23.9% and 2.6% recorded in June and September quarters respectively, as per the private think tank Center for Monitoring Indian Economy. Tata Consultancy Services, the country's largest software exporter, on Tuesday said it will acquire GE's stake in Tata Consultancy Services, Saudi Arabia, for $12,471. In September 2013, TCS had announced creation of a first-of-its-kind all-women business process services center in Riyadh in partnership with GE. Ahead of its highly anticipated launch in India, electric vehicle major Tesla has incorporated a company in Bengaluru, Tesla India Motors and Energy Private Limited, with a paid-up capital of Rs. 1 lakh and three directors. The registered address of the company, which is likely to be its headquarters, is in the heart of the city, barely a kilometer from the high-profile UB City complex. The firm was incorporated as recently as January 8th, and two of the three directors of this company are high-ranking officials in the parent company. US President Donald Trump, facing impeachment on a charge of incitement of insurrection on Tuesday, denied responsibility for his supporters' violent invasion of the US Capitol last week and said his remarks before the siege were appropriate. The Republican president told reporters that his speech before Wednesday's assault, in which he urged supporters to march on the Capitol and fight, had been analyzed by unnamed others who he said believed it was totally appropriate. And that's all we have for you today. Goodbye.